Well, now that we got the data, we need to create a repository to put it in. So let's go ahead and open our browser. For me, that is Windows 1.
Windows 1, address and search bar edit, A, type and text.
Now I want to do Control L for the address bar.
Control L.
And I'm going to type in github.com.
GITHUB.com.
Now that's the home page.
GitHub dash Google Chrome, GitHub.
Now you will have to have an account to do this. Okay. And
Control L selected. The end blank M.
Now right at the end of github.com.
End blank.
GitHub.com. I'm going to do a forward slash.
Slash.
New.
N E W.
That's all you do. And you create a repository.
Enter. Create a new repository dash Google Chrome. Main region. Create a new repository form region. List. With one items. At Lewis with Lewis with button menu. Owner star. Press space to activate the menu comma. Then navigate with arrow keys.
Okay.
Owner star menu. Filter owners edit. Filter potential owners. Escape. Filter owners edit. Owner escape. Escape. Virtual PC. Leaving menus. List. With one items. Repository name star edit required. Type in. List. With one items. Description open parenthesis optional closing parenthesis. List with one items. Repository name star edit required.
Okay, it needs the name. Now what I'm going to call this is ac-gen.
A-C-dash-A-C-G-E-N. Ac-gen is available, period.
Okay. Which is for audio catalog generator. That's what it's going to represent.
List with one items. Description open parenthesis optional closing parenthesis edit. Type in text, period.
Now you can type in something if you want.
Space. Space.
I'm going to go ahead.
A-U-D-I-O space. C-A-T-A-L-O-G space. G-E-N-E-R-A-T-O-R period space space. G-E-N-E-R-A-T-O-O-E-S space. G-E-E-I-T-H-U-B space. P-A-G-E-S space.
Get up pages for.
F-O-R space. T-H-E space. W-E-B space R-E-P-O-S-I-T-O-R-Y period space space.
Okay.
Audio catalog generator period generates misspelled pages for the web repository period. Audio catalog generator period. Public radio button checked. One of two. Anyone on the internet can see this repository period. You choose who can commit period to change the select.
Now, normally you need to keep it public, okay? Because you can't do a GitHub page without it being public. I'm not going to put a GitHub page up right away at the time of this recording because I'm right now recording the material that I'm going to be putting up there. I'm just showing you how to create one and how to configure it.
Space. Create a new repository. Public radio button checked. One of two. Space. List end. Public radio button checked. One of two. Anyone on the internet can see this repository. Peer private radio button not checked. Two of two. Space. Private radio button checked. Two of
okay.
Two. You choose who can see and commit to this repository. Period. A README file checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Period.
Now I like a README file because when you're browsing repositories, you get a nice little README file, but you'll have to edit it and create it. Otherwise, you just use the description and it'll work just fine.
Space checked.
I'm going to do a README file, so I've done this.
Learn more period link. Learn more period link. Dot jit ignore template colon none button menu. Press space to activate the menu comma, then navigate with arrow keys. Link. License colon none button menu. Press space to activate the menu comma, then navigate with arrow key space. License edit. Filter dot. License menu. The unlicensed. 14 of none checked. 1 of 14. Apache license 2.0. New general pub. MIT license. 4 of 14. Enter. Leaving menus. License colon MIT license. Settings link. Create repository button. To activate, press enter period.
And now I finally create the repository. License, I chose MIT, which is for a general all-purpose sharing. But you can do anything you want with it. It's yours. Open to the public. Just I asked you to mention me. That's the only thing I ask.
Enter. Lewislewood slash ac-gen colon audio catalog generator period. Generates JIT of pages for the web repository period. Lewis visited link ac-gen.
Now check up there and above.
Control L. Address and search bar edit. https://github.com/lewislewood/ac-gen. Type in text period. N
yep,
blank
see?
N E G dash C A slash D Delta slash A C dash G E N blank.
That's how I get to the repository from now on. Okay, so that makes it real easy to get to. What I got to do now is, now that I know what it's called and I've got all of it up there, let's go ahead and let's clone it and get it down to my thing. Now, if you're not planning to edit my website or anything, all you got to do is enter exactly what's up in the address bar.
Control L selected https://github.com/lewiswood/ac-gen address in search bar edit http.
Now see, that's lewiswood@ac-gen. That's my repo. It's on github.com. And you just clone that address. But if you plan to modify and upload it back to my repository, then of course you'll need to use the Git one, which I have to use. So I'm going to go ahead and create one real quick.
Search box edit 10 OTE notepad comma app comma press right enter notepad notepad text editor edit
So it would be git
git
at
at git
e
hub
GitHub
period com colon.
and there. Then that would be
L E W I S L W O O D
Lewis Elwood
slash A C dash G E N period G I T
Now that should be the get address.
home selected get it github.com colon copied
Okay.
control windows right arrow desktop to desktop phone
Now
view
I'll
list
go
view
enter
not
that
selected
into
jury
the
dot
command line.
windows tree taskbar Ubuntu Ubuntu
Okay.
Enter Lewis dash
I
ion
use
dollar
WSL. You don't have to. You can do it under Windows.
C D space P R O J Enter dash bash colon CD colon proj colon no such file order at C D space P R O J Projects Enter Lewis dash i9 dollar
Okay.
G I T space C L O N E space pasted get it github.com colon lew enter cloning into apostrophe AC dash gen apostrophe dot 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 Remote colon enumerating objects colon 5 comma done period remote colon counting objects colon 100% left paren 5/5 right paren comma done period remote colon compressing objects colon 100% left paren 5/5 right paren comma done period remote colon total 5 left paren delta 0 right paren comma reused 0 left paren delta 0 right paren comma pack dash reused 0 receiving objects colon 100% left paren 5/5 right paren comma done period Lewis dash i9 dollar
Now I'll just go into it.
c d space a c dash GEN enter Lewis dash I9 dollar LS enter license readme.md Lewis dash I9 dollar
That's it. And that's all there is to it. Now what I'll do is I'll start filling this in with the stuff, and then I'll be synchronizing it with GitHub as a private repository and work with it from there.